Protests have erupted in China over its zero COVID strategy of locking down areas and people who have been exposed to the virus, sometimes even for months. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Perry Link, professor of Chinese and comparative literature at UC Riverside. Professor, thanks very much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
So when I first saw the protests and the video, it felt like the most dissent that I've seen since Tiananmen. Does that ring true, or am I completely out of left field?
No, you're right. For this kind of dissent, which is nationwide and aimed at the top leadership, there's been nothing since 1989 like this. Of course, in daily life in China, there are protests, sit-ins, road blockings, and so on, about a dozen of them every day that the police ministry reports. But those are different because they're local, and they're over social or small-scale questions. This kind of big question that calls into question even the legitimacy of the Communist Party is extremely rare and hasn't happened since 89.
Yeah, I was surprised they were actually, calling for the president to step down. And I was thinking, well, that's going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. In fact, Xi Jinping has already made it clear that he's cracking down. As we speak, it's getting more and more intense. Protesters who have been in the streets and have been photographed by the ubiquitous Skycam system that they have are called in to talk, to have tea, to use the euphemism, and be counseled about, you better not do this. And if that doesn't work, then threats come in. You sure you don't want to have your daughter go to that school next year? Or do you want to keep your job? And if that doesn't work, then you can be charged with crimes and sentenced and sent to prison. There's a spectrum of punishments that's already underway. Clearly, the government doesn't want to bring in tanks and machine guns, as they did in June of 1989, because that looks so bad. But this quiet, one-by-one approach is already sinking in and will continue.
Yeah, I wonder whether the crackdown now is no longer about COVID and the lockdown, but it's more about the dissent and the behavior, and they have to make a symbol or an example of some of these people.
Right, and the reason for it, the trigger, is the COVID issue. But the issue that fuels it underneath is long-term. There's a kind of malaise with the way China is ruled. And so if you look at the COVID example, you have to stay at home because of COVID and this and that, and you can't go shopping, is one level of the issue. But the deeper level is, why are you telling me what I can and can't do in my daily life? And that kind of complaint is endemic in China. It's been there ever since the Mao years.
I was going to say, but they've been telling them what to do in their daily life for so long.
Yes, and it's been arousing a kind of resentment for a long time. But you feel resentment inside, but you don't dare say it outside because then you get punished. And that's why this breakthrough and this multi-city in-the-streets protest is so unusual. It's bringing to the surface the kind of malaise and complaint that's been there underneath for a long time.
Sort of percolating for the longest time, and now they finally feel like with this resurgence or this surge, they have this collective voice.
Right, and then when somebody does it, it's much easier for somebody else to do it. I mean, there's a fire in Urumqi that gets on the internet and people talk about it, and then in Shanghai come to the streets, and then in Zhengzhou come to the streets, and in Chengdu come to the streets, Guangzhou. It spreads because of the internet. Now, the internet is tightly controlled, and any time any message gets out, it gets taken down quickly. But still, the masses of people that talk on social media stay ahead of what the censors can block out, so it spreads.
Professor, thanks very much for your perspective. Professor Perry Link, he studies Chinese and comparative literature at UC Riverside.